Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And well, this is an interesting one. I want to talk about what Dr. Mike Yeadon said, former VP at Pfizer, of course, now one very much on the side of the Angels. And he was talking to my good friend Peter McIlvenna over on Hearts of Oak. And he said something which I've been saying as well. So this is more validation, I guess you might say, of some of the stuff that we've been saying. Just a gentle reminder to you that if you haven't caught up with our premium podcast that went out yesterday, you can hit the link and you can get to listen to that. And I hope you'll enjoy that one. So that's the premium podcast, still available from yesterday. All you have to do is click through and see that, and you can catch up with that. Let's listen to Dr. Mike Yeadon, shall we? In terms of what he considers the situation that's concerning COVID-19 and indeed respiratory viruses in general. Listen up to this really fascinating clip. If I can get it to go, hang on. Bear with me.
The powers that be, I'll call them the perpetrators, the people running this global crime. It is a global crime to take over all of humanity. What they've done is they pretended that there was a serious new respiratory viral health threat. Okay, that's what they did, this virus in Wuhan. In my opinion, there never was an exaggerated, there was never any new health threat whatsoever. Partly the beauty of this, it can't go wrong because there's no moving parts. There's literally the only moving part is the PCR test. So the initial thing, an exaggerated health threat. Now, some people believe there's a new virus, but if so, it's not any more serious than influenza, not really, because flu vanished at the same time by sheer coincidence. Personally, I actually have come to the conclusion, and I will credit Andrew Cowan and his colleagues. I had a really good chat with those guys early in 2020, and it bothered me. I realised over time I could no longer maintain my understanding of respiratory viruses as I thought I knew them. And then I learned a new bit of information recently, and it collapsed the possibility that respiratory viruses as described exist at all. They don't. People do get ill. People are ill. People have exactly the same illnesses, Peter and your listeners, exactly the same illnesses as before that horrible even said viruses don't exist. They still have, quotes, colds and, quotes, flu. I think we don't know what causes them, and they're not respiratory viruses.
So there you go, friends. Dr. Mike Yeadon says there are no respiratory viruses. So isn't that interesting? He is obviously rather like when we talked earlier today about the likes of Dr. Peter McCullough. These guys are all on the same journey that I think we're all on, maybe, where, you know, if you asked us 3 years ago, what was your view on vaccines and what was your view on viruses, we would have just trotted out the usual cliches that, oh, yes, well, I think it's sensible to take vaccines against certain things to be, you know, to be safe. And yes, of course, there are viruses. Everyone knows there's viruses. And here we are in 2022. And here's Mike Yeadon in 2022 saying, nope, there are no respiratory viruses. And of course, if there are no respiratory viruses, what is COVID-19? Exactly. Because remember, we're told it's a respiratory virus. It's a respiratory virus. And if you get it, you're going to have these very dire symptoms, which are remarkably like the flu, right? But you're going to have these very dire symptoms and it could kill you. And so because of that, you need to take a vaccine, not once, not twice, not three times, four times. What? Yeah, that's where we are. And I think, you see, what's happened is the other side, have overplayed their hand. I think if they had have said, look, there is this new condition and we call it COVID-19, and we think that the best thing for it is if you take one vaccine, that should be fine. That should be you done for good. And if they'd have left it like that, maybe more people would have gone with it. I mean, I wouldn't, because I dispute everything about it, including the whole origin story from that so-called Wuhan lab. But I think people might have gone with that, you know, if that had been the chronology. But the chronology is obviously very different. Because you have to have a second one, third, and then you have to have a booster, and then you have the second booster, and then they're talking about having a third, fifth shot, you know, and so on and so forth. So And all for a virus, this respiratory virus, which has never been isolated in purified form. All we've got is a bit of gene sequencing, which was, curiously enough, provided from a lab in Wuhan. Oh, wait, well, so we're going to really trust the Chinese in this one, are we? I don't think so. So I think it's fascinating to listen to people like Mike Eden, because what they're doing is they're basically, again, saying what we've been saying, and that is that none of this makes sense. It doesn't hold up. It's not logical. It's not coherent. It's not empirical. It's not evidential. It's not based on anything other than one thing. It is based on massive propaganda, huge propaganda. The media tells you something. The politicians reinforce it. The pundits reinforce it, therefore it's true. But no, not at all. It may not be. That's the point. And it's perfectly reasonable to turn around, as Mike Eden has done, and argue that, yes, we're not saying people do not get ill. We're not saying people don't get all kinds of unpleasant symptoms and whatnot. We're not saying that. What we're saying is that it's not a respiratory virus that's causing that. There's many other reasons that people can get those conditions. And of course, latterly, one of the biggest drivers of symptoms of COVID-19 is the vaccine. And that's why I keep saying to you guys, I don't think we have a wave of COVID-19. I think we have successive waves of COVID vaccine damage, which manifests itself through weakened immune systems in all kinds of ways. People become very, very vulnerable, basically, to disease. So we know that. And that's where, again, I'm in synchronicity with Mike Eden. So as time goes along, my friends, it seems that more and more we are proven to have been right all along. Thanks for listening.